This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on, kicking our broadcast week. It's an unusual weekend here for those of you listening live on GCN or across the nation on our syndicated radio platform, because it's the Health Freedom Expo weekend, and it's virtual. So many of you may be participating in that simultaneously to what we're doing here. I have a lecture this afternoon that I'm doing on the COVID crazy year we've had and a lot of medical myths surrounding it. A live panel on cancer that I'm moderating. Yesterday we had a big panel on health freedom moderated by our good friend George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. You can check all of that out at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. It is a big weekend. If you missed any, you can still sign up and be part of it, but you'll have access to all of the lectures, including the live panels, for the next 6 months. So check it out. It's in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Friday we were talking with attorney Rick Jaffe about mandatory flu vaccines for students and faculty of the University of California university system. And they were trying to say that they're worried about COVID coming back in X number of waves this winter, and that if we also have a flu outbreak, it will once again overwhelm our hospital system. Now, this was the whole basis for COVID crazy start. We've got to flatten the curve for 2 weeks so that our hospitals can keep up with what they were going to do and what they did do. Kill many of their most severe patients due to ventilators and other immunosuppressive therapies that they thought were helping people. I'll give them credit for thinking that they're helping people, but the end result is a disaster and has been a disaster since the beginning. I've been covering things here with John Rappaport many of the weeks of this 2020 calendar year, reviewing the lack of science for validation for anything that they call a COVID test, whether it be PCR or a rapid spit test. They ain't worth the spit. You're spitting out. They're not standardized. They haven't been approved by the FDA. They're all on the market due to emergency use authorizations, and that word emergency is code word for the Constitution be damned. We will do whatever we want. The rule of necessity, which is under an emergency, has no law, and they've been playing fast and loose with whatever they consider the constitutional limitations on government are, because basically, in an emergency, apparently there aren't any. And they're wanting you in a permanent state of lockdown, a permanent state of mask wearing, a permanent state of social distancing, and eventually they want to make your ID completely tied into your medical records, including vaccination status. If it's not your ID, then it will be your smartphone and the ability to detect luciferase glow-in-the-dark quantum dots with every vaccine they give you, courtesy of Bill Gates and Gavi and the World Health Organization. And if Biden gets elected, it'll be the CDC and FDA too. This is the picture that we painted on Friday that got me so riled up and fed up with what's going on there. And my petition to all of y'all is to stand up, step up, and say, no, not on my watch is this going to happen. We are already too far into socialism in America. We are not going further, and they cannot collectivize our bodies and convert them into guinea pig lab rats for the pharmaceutical church that the Democrats do not question ever. They worship there at that Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So with that, I've gotten everything off my chest. Now I can turn the show over to my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, who makes everybody so happy. Hey, Super D.
I do? Wow.
You got a fan club. Admit it.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So, yes, here I am on a Sunday again. Our buddy John Rappaport needed to take some time off. So here we are, and we've got some things to talk about, I think.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mentioned the flu shot because Rick Jaffe was talking about the flu shot mandate. And we mentioned this last Friday. I don't know. The number may have grown since then, but the last official toll we heard was 32 dead in South Korea due to this year's flu shot.
I got to tell you, you know, it's not very politically correct for when you mention that 32 dead and then I laugh. That's just I do not laugh at the fact that 32 people have died. I laugh at this article. And help me out here, Robert, because I'm looking at this. And so the story is that they're doing this vaccine campaign in South Korea, and 32 people, they got a free flu shot, died.
Yes.
So I'm looking through this article. This comes to us from the South China Morning Post. And I'm looking for some sort of explanation as to why they're not putting a halt to this flu shot campaign. Because I'm thinking, all right, if you have 32 people die, the fall over dead after getting a flu shot, can you prove right off the bat on face value that these 32 people died as a result of the flu shot? No. This warrants an investigation. So, I mean, 32 people, that seems pretty significant, that at least you should stop and let's take a look at what's going on here, maybe, right?
Well, there are doctors and politicians calling for a halt to it, but...
Well, they are. But if you look at what it is, and this isn't the only article that I've seen that is taking this stance, that they are saying that, well, we did an autopsy on a 17-year-old, and we found no relation to the vaccine.
What does that even mean in an autopsy?
Well,
how?
Look, I'm not going to pretend to be a scientist or a doctor. So I know an autopsy. They do some examination. They'll do some surgery. Do they call it surgery when somebody's dead? I don't know what.
Well,
you would
no,
call
it's an
it.
Autopsy. But the thing is they claim that the 17-year-old, one death of all of them, said that it was not related. Who says so? The police.
Okay.
Like, when are the police able to tell you whether a vaccine killed you or not?
Sure. I understand. I get that. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that they did the autopsy on one person, and the conclusion was the vaccine had nothing to do with their death. Let's just give them the benefit of that. Fine. Okay. But basically, to me, what that means is, okay, but there's 31 other dead people.
Yes.
One, you did one autopsy, but there's 31 other people that died. Should we not say, at least for, let's give it a week, maybe. Let's just stop for a minute and let's take a look at what's going on here.
Yeah,
you continue doing what you're doing.
You're being far too reasonable. There are obviously entities that have control of the government in South Korea that this is still going on, just like they do in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere, where regulatory capture
even
is
if you ruled out one person,
yeah,
there's still 31 other people. Should we not at least be stopping and taking a look as to how it is that 31 people fell over and died after getting a shot? I mean...
Well,
listen,
you can't complain because it's free. You know what I'm saying?
The government gave
it to you. So here's the thing. There's another aspect of this article where they talk about 7 of the 9 people that they investigated had underlying conditions. I mean, this sounds a little bit like COVID crazy, too, because they were telling everybody died of COVID. And then they started going, well, everybody that died of COVID had underlying health conditions. And you know, it's interesting that they right away jump to that to say, well, it's not the vaccine. But how do they know? We don't know what caused their death, but we know it's not the vaccine. How do you know? Right. And what is it in an autopsy that would show you that? They're not releasing it. The police are not releasing it. Who owns and controls the police? Now, it's interesting. South Korea, of course, has had the most, let's say, abundant, if you will, American influence in the 20th century since the Korean police action. They used to call it the Korean War. And so outside of the United States of America, it was one of the top countries in terms of vaccine injury and autism rates because they adopted much of the Western American medical system as opposed to things that were more commonplace before that. You know, Eastern medicine, Chinese-style medicine, things that go back thousands of years. So there's a lot of history of vaccine injury manifesting as autism in that culture. And there's a lot of investment by the pharmaceutical church there in South Korea to be the dominant medical monopoly as we see here in America. But yeah, to your point, Super Don, right? If you claim, rightly or wrongly, that one teenager didn't die from the vaccine, you still have 31 other people and maybe counting, rising, that you're not actually being responsible for protecting the citizenry at this point with reasonable considerations that, hey, there might be a problem with this vaccine, this flu shot. And
I don't know if it's just me. This is a very confusing article because it's like they're trying to show that one out of the 32, they say, wasn't linked to the flu shot. Are they trying to imply that because the one they determined was that was not due to the flu shot, that somehow is supposed to mean that the other 31 didn't die from the flu shot?
Right.
It's like it's thrown in there included. To me, that would be a footnote.
Yeah.
Not a main, part of even the headline. Because if you read the headline, South Korea vaccine death toll grows to 32 amid denials, flu shot linked to teen's demise.
It's corruption, in my opinion. It's the pharmaceutical church there in South Korea.
The headline should be 32 people died from the flu shot, and we're stopping to take a look at that before we give it to more people.
No.
Right?
They're not going to do that. By the way, folks, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the flu scam every year is not caused by a virus. Sorry, flu viruses be damned. Sorry, you don't get the press here. You create a scenario of internal discord by doing things at the change of the season, eating the wrong food, too much sugar, gastrointestinal disruption, immune dysfunction, immune suppression, any number of things that manifest as flu or flu-like symptoms. And people don't die of flu. They die of what they call complications from flu, like pneumonia, after you got allopathic suppressive therapies that weaken your immune system as well and your detoxification pathways, including the use of drugs like Tylenol. Folks, I got to keep it real here. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We got a lot more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being here. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. We also have a Patreon support page, which has a lot of bonus material that you can't get anywhere else, including the lost episodes of the Robert Scott Bell Show going back many, many years. Different celebrity interviews and basically things that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. You'll have access to the 10-hour seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear with John Rappaport. And as well, we've just got a whole host of things that I don't know, Super Don, you're adding stuff all of the time, including the participation in our AMAs, our Ask Me Anything. The next one's coming up Tuesday, the 27th of October, just a couple of days from the live broadcast here today.
Yep, indeed. So you can go to robertscottbell.com, click on the banner, check it out, and we'd love to have you as part of the Patreon family.
Indeed, and we give a lot of cool stuff away, including a 1776 Forever Free t-shirt to one of our patrons on Tuesday during the Ask Me Anything. We do that via Zoom so we can see one another. And you don't only get to ask me and Super D questions, but sometimes I turn the tables on you and ask you questions too. So, very cool stuff. All right, next article I want to cover with you, Super D, is the South Sudan. They're confirming now an outbreak of vaccine-derived polio. This is, you know, after we just covered a South Korean story of vaccine-induced death potentially due to flu shots, which, by the way, multi-dose containers contain thimerosal, a.k.a. mercury. The unit dose containers contain mercury, too, just less. And no, there's no basis for injecting anybody, women, children, men, doesn't matter, with mercury-laden vaccines. This South Sudan confirmation of outbreak of vaccine-derived polio acknowledges something we've been reporting on for many years, that the only cases of polio that are really happening in the 21st century are really happening in fully vaccinated populations, and they're caused by the vaccine themselves. That should not be controversial. It's acknowledged. Once again, it's acknowledged here by Medical Express, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The health ministry there said 15 cases of this vaccine-derived polio. They call it a rare incident, but, hey, man, when it happens 100% of the time to the people that it happens to. And the Ministry of Health, they're saying, well, we're working on it. We think it's under control. Really? You were the ones that relied upon Gavi and Bill Gates to tell you that a polio vaccine would stop the very thing that it's causing. And if we go back in the history of polio in the United States and recognize for once and for all for what it really is, not a unique isolated virus, but DDT and other toxicological burdens on the body, high sugar diets, so many other things that can result in neurological injury resulting in potentially paralysis, which happened in less than 0.5% of the cases of what they call polio. Most cases of polio were like a mild nothing, a little sniffle. Most people had no earthly idea that was going on. But now they recategorize and reclassify these paralytic responses, even post-vaccination, as Guillain-Barré or post-polio syndrome and acute flaccid paralysis. Folks, they're doing it to you. They're doing it to the people of Sudan. They're going into Africa and giving vaccines that have sometimes human chorionic gonadotropin antigens to elicit spontaneous abortions among the people. They're the women there. When they get pregnant and HCG spikes in their body, suddenly their immune system begins to attack the developing baby to depopulate. I cannot hold back here, Super Don, on the vaccine agenda. It is not one to protect health. Yeah, there are useful idiots in the doctor and nurse field, but it has clearly become the method of depopulation, the slow kill. And some people see it faster and worse more immediately, and others find out, oh my gosh, they have no fertility left and they can't have children. Not thrilled about this thing. I can't do anything but call it like I see it now, Super Don. We used to be a little kinder and gentler on the issue. I just can't play that game anymore. How many people are going to have to suffer needlessly or even die or never have the ability to have children because of this insane vaccine agenda to inject toxic poisons into anybody that breathes?
Well, and it's not even a conversation they're even letting you have, right? You know, I mean, with the censorship that is just going on out there, which has been ramped up to a level I've never seen before ever in my life. You know, people that just want to have the conversation, you're not even allowed to do that. And if you do, then you get banned or you get kicked off of social media or you're, demonized in the media. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It's like, why? Why can't we have the conversation? Why can't we talk about these things?
Well, we are and we will as long as we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 5 additional days of the week in addition to our radio broadcast here with GCN. It's 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific, or anytime you want to. It's available as a podcast as well as visual through many different visual mediums, including, while we still can, Facebook Live and YouTube and Twitter's Periscope, as well as Switch, DLive, and more. But just come on over to robertscottbell.com and you'll see it all there, and we'll be back with more discussion that you can't have anywhere else here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a busy day of campaigning in 3 battleground states on Saturday, President Trump heading to New Hampshire for a Make America Great Again rally. Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
Thune speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News. Google has removed three apps aimed at children from its Google Play Store because of the app's improper data collection that violates the company policies. The three apps removed: Cats and Cosplay, Number Coloring, and Princess Salon. A Democrat running for Congress is raising some eyebrows with one of her positions. USA Radio Network's Trevor Smith explains.
A candidate for a Missouri congressional seat is suggesting that the Pentagon be defunded. Retired four-star General Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
What that will do, it will encourage our adversaries and put national security of the American people at risk. And our adversaries will fundamentally exploit it. People have different, significantly different viewpoints as how to handle these problems. I think it's one, it's irresponsible, and two, it is very insulting to the American people.
The candidate, Cori Bush, slamming her critics as ignorant. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to remind folks that we have an Ask Me Anything, an AMA coming up this Tuesday, October 27th. And it's bonus time. That'll be 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific for our patron supporters. We appreciate everybody that clicks on those banners at the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. Support those who support our message and yours of health freedom and healing liberty. And again, you can directly support us through Patreon as well. And we're just excited that you're out there and sharing the show. And please do that, because we don't have a public relations firm. You are it. And share this message of health freedom and healing liberty. Now let's talk a little bit more about vaccines today. This relates to COVID, because how can you do a show without it now with everybody everywhere obsessed with this? This article at Medical Express says, placebo group. What happens after a COVID vaccine is authorized? Now, Super Don, I got a couple of questions here before I want to let you dig deep into it with me. One is, what is the placebo? We've had reports that the placebo is actually another vaccine. And if that's the case, it's not a true inert placebo. It has its own set of what we call side effects or adverse event reactions that are reported as placebo reactions because it's not the same COVID-19 vaccine, whatever that might be, whatever they might claim it to be. And so there's a problem there. But this article is assuming that there is a real placebo and that they are praying, not that they pray in reality, hoping or wishing that their COVID vaccine works. And then they're concerned about the people in the placebo group demanding that they also get the COVID shot. Is that how I'm reading this?
Well, I mean, typically, and it's interesting because I've never thought about it this way. Because, you know, let's imagine a truly scientific clinical trial, right? Where, like you said, you've got half of the people get the experimental vaccine and the other half are given the placebo. Well, if in this situation we find ourselves here, a vaccine company has a clinical trial and it turns out that that vaccine is 50% effective or better. This is like the benchmark, right, that they have come up with here as far as the vaccine goes, that the FDA said, listen, it's got to be 50% or better before we grant it authorization. And when I say authorization, I'm not talking about the rubber stamp, now it's good, let's give it to everybody. It's the emergency use authorization. So let's say that they do the clinical trial and they find out, yes, it is 50% effective. Well, what's going to happen is that now the people in the placebo group, that let's just say for the sake of argument, they genuinely got a placebo, they now are going to say, hey, pandemic, we want to get the vaccine. Well, that poses a problem for the clinical trial, as typically a clinical trial would be conducted, because in order for the FDA to give it permanent authorization, they have to have 6 months of a control group, 6 months of a study to determine that it is truly safe and effective. Well, if you give the placebo group the vaccine, now you don't have the control group. Now you don't have the ability to be able to have studied that vaccine for 6 months in order to give it the permanent authorization.
Yeah. Well, they call that post-marketing surveillance, and six months is not enough time to assess.
But
really
that's
long-term.
Yeah, but that's the limit that they have. So, so then it's like, okay, so how do we now? Do we tell that placebo group that sorry, nope, you're the placebo group, you're not allowed to get the vaccine?
Well, I think they have to, but I think it's wishful thinking on their part that this scenario would play out.
No, I get it, but isn't that an interesting problem now that they've created? Where it's like, how do you ethically tell the people in the placebo group that they're not, first off, that they got the placebo because they're not even supposed to know.
Right.
And B, that I'm sorry that because you volunteered to be a part of this clinical trial, you now have put yourself in a position where you are not allowed to have the vaccine. And, you know, if you happen to get coronavirus and die, we're sorry, but that's what you signed up for.
They wouldn't know unless they unblind the test within those 6 months that they got a placebo or the real thing anyway.
Right, but see, the question is, it's an ethical thing. This is something they're going to be wrestling with.
Well, for scientists and doctors with no ethics, because, you know, if we go back into some of the issues surrounding the study designs, and we covered this last week, Peter Doshi has written for the British Medical Journal for many years, PhD, and he pointed out that none of the study designs on any of the COVID-19 vaccine trials are designed to test whether they can prevent severe cases of what they call COVID-19 that would result in hospitalization and potentially death. So first, nix that issue. They're not even testing for that. Secondarily, they are not study design testing whether the vaccine can reduce or eliminate transmission of what they call COVID-19. So your ability to not transmit and then be able to, you're free because you got one of the shots, so you can move about the cabin with no mask. We're not concerned about you sharing it or spreading it. So there's a lot that this article, it leaps. It makes some leaps over chasms that it doesn't consider, doesn't acknowledge the study designs themselves are set to fail, not to help. Because if you got a vaccine, which they're all saying, gold standard, we got a vaccine, that'll save us, we can go back to normal. Wouldn't you want to test against severe manifestations that cause hospitalization and death and spread? And it's not there? What does that tell you about the seriousness of their attempts to bring a vaccine to market? And I'm asking very sincerely, Super Don, what does that tell you based on the study design? What are they really looking for?
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. And that was a great article that he came out with. I hadn't seen something by him in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you go with, you know, what it is that they say is happening and, you know, you put that aside. I think it's an interesting catch-22 that they are finding themselves in now, because the vaccine companies, you know, they've gambled basically, right? They're like, listen, we are going to start manufacturing these vaccines. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of these things because we're just banking on the fact that we're going to get a permanent authorization on this vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they find that they cannot meet the qualifications necessary to get a permanent authorization on this because they can't give the placebo group
right. The
vaccine, they're going to have to rewrite the rules on this situation. I think.
Right? Yeah, but medical ethics is an oxymoron going back to Nazi Germany or even before.
Art Kaplan would like to disagree with you on that.
There are so many factors here. And remember, the perpetual state of emergency is the only thing providing a pathway for these vaccines to be rushed to market under
authorization. They're predicting that this thing is going to go on till 2022, 2024.
Well, and
maybe that's what they'll do, right?
It's to the benefit of the multinational medical drug pharmaceutical vaccine industry, because they will never have to get FDA approval, just an emergency use authorization, if the emergency never ends, which is why they attack and censor us and frontline medical doctors and others who are saying, you know what, this COVID-19 thing is not a death sentence. It's very manageable. We've got many things. Some are drugs, some are supplements, some's a combination of the two. You know, and that's the point of where we are living in this absolutely artificial reality. And, you know, the fear of the germ has set the stage. 150 years of the germ theory has set the stage for a totalitarian takeover. I think I made up a new word again, totalitarian, whatever that means. Italian totalitarian, would that be Mussolini? It's Italian. A totalitarian dictatorship based on the medical church, the pharmaceutical church of mysticism, that says you must fear the invisible. We have the magic test that can determine whether you have it or don't, and whether you are able to move about the earth cabin without spreading it, despite the fact they have no such tests that can tell you that, and that their study designs on these stupid COVID vaccines will not even tell you whether it can prevent the severe cases that they're saying they want to prevent, but yet their study designs do not test for that and won't tell you anything about your ability to spread it unknowingly, inadvertently, whether you even believe COVID-19 is real or not. So it's one setup to fail just to keep in perpetuity a state of emergency that allows the vaccine makers, the pharmaceutical industry, and those who benefit from the cash that never stops flowing and the liability that never arrives, because they are absolved of any guilt or liability or responsibility should these vaccines under EUAs be brought to market, and should they injure or kill or slaughter millions of people, much less the 32 people that we talked about potentially dead from a flu shot that has nothing to do with COVID crazy, just the annual insanity of flu vaccine mandates.
Boom.
Yeah.
I don't know how to follow that one.
Who can follow that? What are you going to do? How about dementia? Did you see this article? Dementia, the leading cause of death in September? According to the Office of National Statistics, and this is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, they have revealed dementia and Alzheimer's disease were the leading cause of death in the month of September. This is out of England. Our friends at UK Health Radio should know this. Collectively, they accounted for 11.2% of all deaths in England and 11.1% of all deaths in Wales. And they say coronary heart disease is not doing that much or something. This is crazy, even though they say it also contributes to dementia, Alzheimer's.
The leading cause, that's huge. You know, the question you got to ask yourself is, did the lockdowns have any effect on this?
You're right. You are so right.
Right.
We're seeing more reports on that. Higher rates of suicide, homicide, And you got the elderly here that are being isolated and denied the love of their loved ones. You can't visit them. You know, Super Don, we've talked about your dad who's still hanging in there for I think months now. It's amazing. But if you go to California to visit him, they won't even let you see him.
No, I could maybe wave at him through the window, but that's about it.
Wow.
Indeed. So, yeah, I mean, for dementia to be the leading cause of death, that's huge. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of dementia being the number one spot. You know, it's always been heart disease.
Yeah.
So for dementia to take a leap like that in the UK, you've got to ask, what is causing that?
Right. What is causing it? What would we say? Annual flu shots with mercury? Sure. Are other vaccines with Alzheimer's? Absolutely. What other drugs are they on destroying their gastrointestinal integrity and microbiome, creating gut-brain axis dementia, so to speak? The fear of cannabis, which would actually prevent and reverse some of this. Also, essential fatty acids and even organic quality saturated fats, all of these things that help the brain and nervous system. How about selenium? How about chromium? How about silicon? Silica, which, by the way, selenium also plays a huge role in preventing any kind of viral manifestation or exosomal, including COVID. We cover that as well. We got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up with a good news story of the immune system. We're going to Lapland when we come back after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hope you're enjoying this episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good buddy and producer, Super Don, here, covering stories you will not hear like this anywhere else in the lamestream media, much less in much of talk network, talk radio, so to speak, because folks just don't see through this as well as I wish they would. If they tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly, in addition to this show 5 days a week, I think you'd be better served to be able to see through the language of the medical matrix. And, you know, we continue to cover positive things you can do in the midst of the fear of the invisible, including, as I said, selenium. I have a lecture on demand that has just gone live last week through our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And there's always a banner up there, and you can link to it. And you can, you know, there are a lot of programs through Trinity School we support and want you to try. But if you just want to try out a lecture on demand and learn about clinical homeopathy, there's a lot of great information in there. In addition to my lecture today at the Health Freedom Expo, the virtual one, you can still sign up, even though it's ongoing and you missed yesterday. But if you sign up today, you will have access for 6 months to many, many wonderful lectures, presentations, and panel discussions on many health topics, including health freedom, but many specific things to viral issues and cancer and on it goes. So with that, let's wrap it up here on a good news story, Super Don. This is a science alert. Daycares in Finland built a forest floor, and it changed children's immune systems. In other words, they let them play in the dirt, in nature, and be exposed to the microbiome of creation. And by playing in the greenery and the litter of a mini forest natural undergrowth for just 1 month, it changed those children's immune systems. Now, it isn't a zillion people that they did this to, but it certainly falls into some of the other studies over the years of the hygiene hypothesis, things that kids that were growing up on farms and exposed to animals and dirt, that they had less chronic immune disruption or disorders, including allergies. This is a cool story, Super D.
Whoever decided to do this, they get like a bunch of bonus points because they compared it in this here to kids that would play just like in a standard playground that has like gravel, you know, and stuff like that, and to this other one. And they actually do. They actually like they rolled out a lawn, right? You know, like sod.
Mm-hmm.
And they planted all this, you know, stuff with heather and blueberries and stuff. And they actually got the kids involved in caring for things that are growing, like a planter box and stuff like that. And they found in a very short period of time that the diversity of the microbes in their gut,
yes,
and on their skin got healthier.
Their intestinal,
and this was just in a period of just like a month, I think it was.
Intestinal microbiota. What do we know? The seat of the immune system, 70% or more, the gut. And exposure to nature, things in nature, the things they're telling us, Superdome, we have to be afraid of. Isn't that interesting? And I've been saying, stop fearing the germs. We wouldn't be alive if the germs caused disease. The reality is the germ theory is bogus. It's wrong. Louis Pasteur was wrong. He was a criminal, a thief. He just happened to be friends with the emperor. Antoine Béchamp was right. The law of the terrain. The terrain, the milieu, and the environment determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And there's no such thing as a pathogen in reality. But life itself is dependent upon those microbes. Our microbiome impacted positively by interacting with it. Great, great news out of Finland here. Right? You know, this is a happy news story to wrap up the show on. This is great.
Yeah. Indeed it is. And you know, basically what they're pointing out here is that if you take kids in urban areas and just get them exposed to things like plants and trees and dirt and stuff like that, you might see a drop in the rise in immune-related illnesses that you've seen recently.
Yeah. And
imagine that, right?
When your immune system is strong, do you have to fear things? No. The people who have died of what they claim is COVID, comorbidities, immune suppression, immune modulation issues, on and on it goes. And we're talking about getting back to nature, learning from creation itself, and we must not fear it. If we do, then we are going to doom ourselves, destroy ourselves, because we are also a part of nature. And we have declared war on nature. We have declared war on ourselves. Remember, the selenium, the chromium, the silica, all the 100% whole food supplements we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we get from choosetobehealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan will hook you up. Also, nitric oxide production is also important for the immune system. Reach out to our friend John Hewlett, and he is providing Cardio Miracle for so many of you that are already on it. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Great discounts, all of them embedded, so you'll know what to do when you come over to RobertScottBell.com and learn that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.